Anthony and I was on the line with a question about baseboard heaters. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I have the old school baseboard heat, the forced air that extends around the perimeter of my house. So essentially what I have is two different kinds, sizes of baseboard in my house. And I've kind of come to the realization that I'm probably going to have to create baseboard to match the baseboard heat.
Well, let me just stop you there for a second, Anthony. You say you have forced air baseboard heaters. Do you mean you actually have ducts coming through these baseboards, or do you mean you have a hot water system with like fins where the air sort of washes through it?
No, I have, it's baseboard created out of metal, and there's actually a gap in between my wall and the baseboard, about
right.
a half inch to three quarters of an inch.
Right.
On the exterior walls throughout my entire house. Then
right.
the other baseboard that butts up to it is 2 inches shorter than it and quite a bit smaller profile, tighter to the wall.
Do you have a forced air system or a hot water
yes.
system in your house?
Nope, it's forced air.
Wow, that's a very unusual, what you're describing
that's
is
really
a very
crazy.
Unusual configuration. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I used to be a plumber. I used to build houses, and I've never seen it before in my life.
Yeah, wow.
And lucky you, it's in your
All
house.
Right, so we're not alone here. So I guess we got to get creative with this. So I guess what you're saying is that you want to extend or modify some of these rooms, and you're wondering how best to accomplish that. Is that correct?
Yeah, just to make the profile look a lot better. It's looking kind of janky the way it is.
Yeah, I'd love if you would send us a picture of this.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, that would be...
He's like, oh, I have lots of that because it's weird.
That would be super helpful.
Yeah, everybody that comes into my house, they kind of look at the baseboard and they kind of think it's falling off the wall, but it's not.
Right.
It's just how the air comes through.
Yeah, so how does the air get to it? Where is it from below? Is there a duct underneath it that feeds it up?
It's really odd because I had to put cable in my bedroom, and I know this is a no-no, but I had to actually drill a hole to get the cable through.
Right.
But I had to come out like 16 to 18 inches from the wall. It's all stuck through there.
Yeah, that's really odd. Well, listen, send us some photos. Let's take a look at it, and then we'll get back to you and see if we can figure out a workaround. Sometimes
yeah.
You got to deal with what you got there, and
right.
you know, wouldn't make sense to tear it all out. So there ought to be a solution, and we'll see if we can help you come up with one. And I'd like to do a little research on it as well.
Okay.
All right. So so ship that off to us to show at moneypit.com. We'll take a look.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.